Welcome to The County, where we examine issues important to Baltimore County, Maryland. I'm your host for this episode, Department of Recreation and Parks Director Bob Smith. As summer comes to a close, we reflect on all the work we have done across the county to improve our parks and recreational opportunities. From beaches to hiking trails, parks, and pickleball courts, the county is something for everyone, and with continued investment, the options are growing.
Three, two, one.
Last month, it was my pleasure to join County Executive Johnny Osheski and Reynoldstown hometown hero Angel Reese as we unveiled a basketball court in her honor.
Angel is someone who was born and raised in Reynoldstown, one of the most highly recruited student athletes in the nation, and just the accolades have been piling on, deservedly so. And not only an NCAA women's basketball title, as we all watched with great enthusiasm, the most outstanding player of the tournament, an NCAA All-American, an ESPY winner for Best Breakthrough Athlete. And we know that there is so much more ahead in your bright career. So today we're proud to designate this newly updated court at Scotts Branch Recreational Activity Center as Angel Reese Court.
I just want to say thank you guys for coming. Thank you for everyone at the Department of Recreation and Parks. You guys made this happen. I go to LSU, but Baltimore, Reynoldstown is always home for me, so I just want to thank everybody for coming and to give hope for the kids in the crowd that one day this can be you.
The renovation included new fencing surrounding the court, as well as new poles, backboards, breakaway rims, and nets, something that Rec Center Coordinator Everest Burns says was very much needed.
Our court was down for 3 months, and we were losing, participation because, the courts weren't up. This court is a mainstay for this corridor in this neighborhood. And, I love to police it, but I also love to know that this is a safe haven for kids to come and not out there on the street.
16-year-old Sean Little can't wait to use it. He's grateful for the investment and the inspiration from Reese.
It was great. It was great. It was a great experience. It's new and really filled our hearts with joy. It's important because most people really can't say they can't play basketball, do all the good stuff that they can do at home. So that's why people doing this for us is giving back to the community and giving them different ways of having fun and enjoying themselves.
Angel Reese Court is part of an ongoing effort to modernize recreation amenities and enhance our aging infrastructure. We're currently updating equipment at more than 160 county-managed basketball courts at our schools, parks, and recreation activity centers.
We are investing in our young people, that we are investing in the next Angel Reese. So I'm really just excited to be here.
Across the county, similar impactful investments are happening. Two freestanding pickleball courts and a tennis court were completed at Oliver Beach Elementary School, as well as new playgrounds and upgraded pavilions at Cox's Point Park and a new playground at Hamiltown Park.
It's our commitment to all of our residents that everyone will have that level of investment and no community will be left behind.
A groundbreaking earlier this month furthered that commitment.
Sparrows Point, Edgemere, Southeast Baltimore County, this day is for you.
The new sustainably designed and accessible Sparrows Point Park is now under construction. The 22-acre site will be the first major new park in Southeast Baltimore County in over 20 years, filling a long-standing recreational gap in that area. It also represents a major milestone in the transformation of a portion of the former Bethlehem Steel Mill property. I'm sure it holds a special significance for many as it does for me. My father and grandfather worked at that mill, and I grew up with it as a presence in the region, a physical representation of history and community. The county executive and I hope this park will be a new place to celebrate that history and continue building community.
This park is going to have all of the top-of-the-line amenities a community and a county could ask for. Not only are we having an incredible destination, accessible playground, we're going to also have walking paths. We're going to have two indoor fields and courts. We're going to have the LED synthetic turf field outside, kayak launch, fishing pier. This is really going to be a gem, and we're doing it all sustainably.
Trade Point Atlantic donated the land to Baltimore County last year. At the groundbreaking, Aaron Tamarchio, Executive Vice President of Corporate Affairs for TPA, surprised the crowd by presenting a $250,000 check to make the park the best that it can be.
9 years ago, when we took over the ownership of Sparrows Point, we came to the community with a plan and a vision and a commitment. Part of that plan and vision was to clean up the site from a century of steelmaking and to build back industry and jobs. And we've been working on delivering that. The other commitment we made was to include the community in those plans. And when we were listening to the community, when we first came to this site, one of the elements that they said they wanted is the ability to return back to Sparrows Point, to be part of the history and legacy that was on this site. And today, this park fulfills part of that commitment to do that and to welcome the community back and provide those recreational and waterfront opportunities that everybody will be able to enjoy here in just a little bit.
Sparrows Point Park is expected to be completed in late 2024. Thanks for listening to this episode of The County. This episode was produced with help from the Baltimore County Public Library Media Services. Tune in next time.